This is Jedi Insights, brought to you by Arcane Jedi Templar, here at Anchor Radio, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Hey, buddy, it's your host, MJ Hannigan. Welcome back to another Jedi Insights episode. I was going to do the episode on Friday, however, between having a rough migraine for most of Friday and Saturday, and a really busy day today, got a little backed up, so I'm doing it tonight. Actually, before I do the episode, I do want to thank all the people for the awesome comments and messages I got on the first episode. I hope, you know, the future episodes continue to at least make people think. I'm not going to say you need to agree with all of my ideas. I'm not going to say that you need to agree with any of my ideas. But the hope is that the episodes at least make you think about your own path within Jedi realism and, you know, within your life. All right, for today's episode, we have three concepts we're going to discuss. The first is going to be having gratitude. The second is doing your best, but letting go of the results. And the third is helping others. All right, from a Stoic Jedi point of view, all right, Stoicism is not necessarily part of Jedi realism. However, if you look at many of the concepts that we learned from the EU books, you can definitely have or feel a flavor of Stoicism within Jedi realism, which is why I think the series is so important and so vital. And again, it's just to give another point of view, you know, from the traditional, you know, Jedi realism. A lot of people will talk about Christianity, they'll talk about Buddhism, we will talk about the Knights Templar, you know, we'll talk about a lot of things on how we believe, you know, the jigsaw pieces kind of fell into place. For me, talking about Stoicism, it's just another jigsaw puzzle. Again, if it works for you, go with it. If it doesn't work for you, hey, you know what? That's fine too. All right, having gratitude. It's easy to be grateful for the awesome things that we have in our lives. You know, it's easy for me to say, you know, I'm grateful, you know, for the house that I own. I'm grateful for the cars that I have that are paid off. You know, I'm grateful that I got into my Jeep and, you know, I can make the payments on that. It's easy to say I am grateful for my friends and my family and for all the support that they have done over all these years. I am grateful that, you know, I've had some great opportunities within my life. You know, for being a recovering drug addict, I ended up doing just fine. You know, I ended up not just being on my feet, but being on my feet running. And I am really grateful that 90-ish% of the people that have known me, you know, from 2003 until today can say, you know, I'm grateful that they never gave up on me. And, you know, if it wasn't for them, my recovery process never would have happened. And, you know, I'm grateful for all of that. But what am I more grateful for? All right, this is going to sound really weird to some people, but I am grateful for my haters. I am grateful for the people who take the time to report the podcast as hate speech just because they want to try cancel culture that hasn't worked yet and it's not going to work. I am grateful for the people who will do everything within their power to spread negativity about me. People who don't know me. People I haven't spoken to in years. You know, I'm grateful for those people because if it wasn't for that, I would not be where I am today. I'm actually grateful that I'm a recovering addict. Okay, that just sounds really weird to be grateful for, right? It does at first glance, but the gratitude comes in because by going through my active addiction and by going through the things that I did and that I went through, you know, within my recovery process, I am able to relate to people who are going through those problems, which is definitely helping with the upcoming job that I'll be starting here very shortly. You know, I am grateful that I can understand, you know, the people who are suffering now because I've been there and done that. My past might not be the same as theirs, but I do understand the addiction part. And I do understand, you know, that there are people out there who need help, who are trying to get it, and they're not quite sure where to find it. or they really want it, but they really need that help and that encouragement to get rolling. I'm grateful that I've been there and done that, so I can empathize with these people and, do what I can to hopefully set an example. I'm grateful for a lot of the negative aspects that happened in my life. Growing up, the decisions that I made to put myself in negative situations, I'm grateful for, having the understanding of not everything may have been my fault, but I did have a role in a lot of situations that had negative results. And I'm grateful for all of that because every time, I ended up in a negative situation, I was given life lessons that I could use to, level up later. So, that's where my gratitude is. From a Stoic point of view, Marcus Aurelius said, basically, think of a list of 3 to 5 things every day that you're grateful for. And again, it's easy to be grateful for the positive things that happened in your life, but take a reverse look every now and then and look at the negative situations that happened in your life and talk about the situations on, what happened, what your part in it was, and why you're grateful for that lesson, like how you use that lesson to level up. Again, when I talk about gratitude for negative events, that's pretty much what I'm talking about. All right, the next one is do your best, but let go of the results. This one we could talk about on a couple levels. We could talk about an individual level of, if you want to get a promotion at work, doing what needs to be done, hopefully interviewing for that position, and doing everything within your power, putting in all the work that you could possibly put in, but don't be attached to the result. If you don't get the promotion, then you know what? It's okay. It's fine. You did your best to try to get it, and if it didn't work, it didn't work. This does kind of go with the try not, do or do not, there is no try. Yeah, you are not always going to accomplish your goals. The only thing that you can do is put in the work, put in your best effort, and do everything within your power. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, take the lessons that you learned and, apply it to a later date. Things that I can talk about from another point of view, from a team point of view, if you will. There's the master Padawan relationship from Jedi realism. There's the sponsor-sponsee relationship in recovery. And there's student-teacher relationships, be it formal education or even from martial art point of view. All of these things are actually very well related. And it sounds weird to say how you could put Jedi realism, recovery, and martial arts all in the same sentence. Trust me, it's very much related. All right, from a teacher point of view, you need to understand not every relationship is going to work. We can talk about romantic relationships and friendships, if you will. Not every relationship's going to work out. Not every relationship's going to succeed. For some reasons why things may not succeed. The secondary party, the student part of it, they just might not be that interested. They might not be as interested as the teacher is. And until that person's motivated, there's nothing, you can give them all the knowledge you can, but it's up to them to absorb the knowledge and to apply it. And again, if they're not interested in it right now, that's fine. Still invest in them because even though right now they might not be as interested as you would like, but down the road, some of those life lessons that you pass down will carry on and they will apply them at some point. It might not be today, tomorrow, next week, but it will happen at some time. All right, other things, from a martial art point of view, it is said, I don't know if this is a true statistic or not, but every taekwondo talks about it. 1 out of 50 people who test for their yellow belt will test for their black belt, meaning that as a teacher, you're going to lose students along the way. And I'm sure every martial arts style can tell you the same thing. I don't know what the actual results are. I mean, it could be 1 out of 50. who test for the yellow, test for their black, that might actually be true. It might be more, it might be less, depending on the school, the style, the program, whatever. But one reason why people might not make it to their black belt, again, they might lose interest in the art. That's a possibility. We've already mentioned that. They might actually be experiencing a shift change, meaning that when they started classes, they were able to sign up for those classes because their schedule worked out for that. However, they had to do a job change or they had to do a shift change and they cannot be off those nights that they used to take classes, so they're going to have to drop their classes. Again, it happens. It is what it is. Just there are a plethora of reasons why student-teacher relationships are not going to work out. It could be a lack of connection. Like two people might want to work together, but they just cannot meet. They cannot meet each other where they're at. It doesn't work. The energy levels are different. What they see as the big picture might be different. So, it's okay. All you can do is give out all the information that you can, pass on the lessons that you can. Again, it's up to the other party to accept lessons. If they want to accept them, great. If they don't, hey, you know what? That's fine too. But again, just don't expect everything to work out in your favor. It's not. And you could beat yourself up over it and say, did this Jedi Padawan quit because, just fill in the blank? Or did the person I was sponsoring relapse? Is it my fault? No, it's not. It's their own fault. They made their own decision. The person who was enthusiastic when he tested for their yellow belt is just no longer here. As a teacher, did I do something wrong? Yeah, it might be good to understand. Maybe you did. Maybe you did have a part in that student quitting. Or it might also be, behoove you to understand why that person quit. If it is something that was within your power, okay, cool. You cannot necessarily fix that. I mean, you could try to make an amends, you can try to fix it, but you might not be able to. But at the very least, you could take the lesson and apply it, later down the road for future students. Like I said earlier, you're not always going to achieve your goals. Situations are going to change. You might be like working your ass off at the gym and you might get injured, which is going to sideline you for 6 to 8 weeks or longer. It's a situational change, meaning you're not going to achieve that goal. And it's not necessarily your fault. It's just something changed. Actually, you know what? I think I'm going to stop on that point. I think I hammered that one well enough. I'm going to try to get the episode to cut down a little bit shorter. Okay, the last one that I mentioned is helping others. Remember, with helping others, you're giving them a hand up, not a hand out. Doing service work, if you will, it's imperative. It is a good thing to do. Helping other people who are down and out. Helping other people who are right at the threshold of achieving success, and they just need a little bit of a pull up, or they need a little bit of a boost up to do it. Putting in a little bit of extra time and effort to helping these people to achieve whatever the goal is. All right, one important thing is, when you're helping others, you do not necessarily want to do for others what they can do for themselves. Meaning, if you keep helping them, you keep doing it for them, then you're denying them part of the struggle. You're denying them part of the struggle that they need to truly succeed. It's okay to let people struggle every now and again. It's fine. It builds character, it builds resilience, it builds self-esteem, it builds a lot of things by letting people. Sometimes letting them fail. When they're ready to accept the help and to move forward, then do so. But don't just keep helping and helping and helping, because what happens is it's going to build a codependent relationship. For the person, it's also going to build a codependent relationship for you, which is not going to be anything healthy and not lead you to, where anybody is going to succeed. And how do we help people? What do we do? We have to understand our resources. What are our resources? Our resources are time, energy, and money. Do you have time to truly teach martial arts? Do you have time to really invest in your Jedi Padawan? Do you have time to really invest in a sponsee? If the first answer is no, I don't have the time, then don't attempt to set up those relationships because you could plausibly set yourself up and the other party up for failure. But giving people your time, giving them your attention, investing them in them, showing the interest, and doing what you can to help them out. That's imperative. That is how we learn. That is how we grow. Not just the person that you're working with, but you also learn and grow yourself. Every time you are teaching somebody, you're also relearning at the same time. You're refreshing yourself of information, or you're learning a different point of view from your student that you may not have seen already. Again, student, sponsee, Padawan, in truth, they're all the same concept. They just have different terminology depending on, which aspect of life you're working with. All right, money. Money, money, money. For some, they call it the root of all evil, and it's actually true to a degree. Be very careful with helping people with money because, I will set up students with notebooks and pens and in books if need be. I have no problem doing that. But sometimes giving people money is the worst thing. I mean, there's a story, I think it was a story about Abraham Lincoln, and I remember reading it in like 9th grade, maybe 10th grade. His brother wanted to borrow money, and Abraham Lincoln said, "You know what? I'm not going to loan you money," or brother-in-law, or a family member of some sort. "No, I'm not going to give you money, but what I will do is I won't give you the sum that you asked for, but start saving and start getting the money that you can get together and I'll match it." That's a way to do it. Don't just give people money because they're struggling right now. Every now and again, yeah, follow the force, follow your intuition, do it. But, make people earn it. Make them earn what you're giving them. Don't just give it to them just because right now they need it. Because another month from now, that same bill might come up and, it's going to be the same thing all over again. And I kind of mentioned this earlier, giving people attention. When you are spending time with people, keep in mind you're investing in them, you're learning about them, and you're not just, giving them assignments on things to do. You actually need to invest in them and understand their needs, wants, and desires. If you don't understand your students, Padawans, sponsees, needs, wants, and desires, then you're pretty much wasting your time. You really are. You have to get them attention, make them, not make them, but help them to understand that you are there for them. You're there to help them. You're here to let them vent. You're here to share in your celebrations of success and also mourn, their losses. That you are there and, part of doing that, and I've done this myself, and it somehow always got me into trouble with relationships. If a person comes up to me and they really want to have a conversation, they really need my attention, I will put my phone down and I will put the ringer off so it's in silent mode, and I will put my phone face down. Because no matter who is calling me at that given moment, the person I'm working with needs to get a bulk of my attention. They need to, really get my attention. And my phone does have a cool setting where there are a couple phone calls that come through that I will answer, and it has a different alert. And unfortunately, I will put people on hold for those ones, if the situation warrants it. If it's not 100% that serious per se. And there's a phone call that I need to take, I will take it. But 90% of the time, 95% of the time, if I'm having an in-depth conversation with somebody, I don't care what's going on outside, I need to put my attention on that individual. It is what it is. And when people believe that you are investing in them, they are a lot more willing to open up and to really, peel back the layers of the onion and, expose themselves, which is a great thing. When you're willing to be vulnerable with another individual, make sure that, you're giving them the attention that they need. So to make them feel safe and comfortable and to know that you're there for them. It's not hard to give people attention, but unfortunately, with our phones particularly, we tend to let our phones dictate our lives, and we need to literally put those down and have conversations with people. All right, that's, you know what? That's going to be pretty much it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you very much again for your support on the stoicism and how it may or may not apply to Jedi realism and other parts of life. As always, if you enjoyed the content, we ask that you hit a follow or subscribe or whatever on Spotify. Like the post when you see them on social media. Share the links with other people and, help us get the message out. Jedi realism really is a niche aspect of podcasting. And again, these episodes are for Arcane Jedi Templar, but again, I do not know where Jedi realism starts, where my recovery starts, where my martial arts starts, where my fitness starts. For me, they're all entwined. They're all kind of built in on each other in a pyramid. And I don't know if I take one brick out, the entire pyramid is going to collapse at some point. So, that part is what it is. Again, if you enjoy the content, please give us a follow, subscribe, and share the links on social media. If you want to give money, if you go on the Spotify app, there's a donation button for a lump sum or for like a couple dollars a month or whatever. Go ahead and do that if you want. If not, don't worry about it. The content will always be free. But as always, thanks for checking out Arcane Jedi Templar. We appreciate you. Love and light. This is MJ Hannigan. I'm out.